Hundreds of cities, counties, and states now feel the wind at their back as they sue the makers of opioids. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the verdict against Johnson & Johnson in Oklahoma was closely watched by plaintiffs around the country, including Tennessee.
Oklahoma argued that Johnson & Johnson became a public nuisance as it made and marketed addictive painkillers, and the judge decided the state made a convincing argument, awarding them nearly $600 million. It was just a fraction of the $17 billion Oklahoma requested, but the verdict was a good sign for other plaintiffs, says attorney Mark Chalice of Leif Cabraser. He's representing Nashville and Rutherford County in lawsuits against opioid makers set for trial in October.
We can take a lot from the conclusion of that court that the industry, the opioids industry, is in large part responsible for creating the opioids catastrophe.
The judge said opioid makers caused the crisis, a ruling Johnson & Johnson's pledged to appeal. The state of Tennessee is also seeking trials against Purdue Pharma and Endo Pharmaceuticals. Purdue settled with Oklahoma for $250 million just before trial. Endo has held out. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.